photographers. So, Tim and Pam. Smart answer, Bethany. Very smart. You saw her number. She needs your votes. Vote for her. Tom?
All right, Aaron. Thank you very much.
But don't hide.
The minivan T-bone chip. Guess what? Your insurance company will only.
Hello, Mike. You do know that there's a meeting. There is a meeting at 2 o'clock p.m. Wednesday for a conference at the Newton County Prosecutor's Office, don't you?
Do what now?
There is a conference meeting, according to what the judge wanted, set for Wednesday at 2 p.m. at Newton at the Newton County Courthouse with the prosecuting attorney.
Yeah.
You and Crystal as defendants here. Why? I'm gonna go ahead and draft a conference of scheduling for the thing to go up to go to trial.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's 2 o'clock p.m.
But they're having the meeting when?
2 o'clock p.m. at the Newton County Courthouse at the prosecutor's office. That's on the third floor.
Yeah, be there.
Well, I'm going to be there.
You.
I'm going to be there. Jake Scobie is representing Newton County and the Newton County Sheriff's Office and Corporal Barnes. If, you know, you and Crystal are given notice of that, but what you've been doing...
I didn't get no notice.
You're getting notice now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean... Well, if you want, I'll just go ahead and file a motion of default against you and essentially get what I want. All right?
Yeah. Well, what do I have to be there for?
Because you're a defendant.
But who scheduled this deal anyway?
The United States judge said that there was supposed to be a meeting before the 17th. I mailed you and Crystal off a copy each of essentially everything from what? Item number 8 from September, 16th. And essentially, I sent it return receipt. You and Crystal have been ducking service.
Yeah.
So, you guys can play ignorant. If you continue, I'll just go ahead and file a motion for you to be held in default and essentially go against your property in your property interests in Newton County and in South Dakota. If you're not going to answer, if you're not going to defend yourself, I can't make you defend yourself.
Well, doesn't it have to go before a judge?
The judge, if you would accept that damn thing, you'd find out the judge sent an order on September 16th demanding that by October 17th there be this meeting, and he put it on me to do it.
Yeah, but
yes.
We didn't get along on anything.
Then, maybe you don't have no idea. Essentially what this is this is a matter. If you have a disagreement, you can go ahead and air it at the time here. But it's set for 2 o'clock p.m. Wednesday.
And where's it at?
Newton County Courthouse. He's probably going to go ahead and choose a jury sequestering room for that here. I'm going to be recording it. You know what I mean? For 2 p.m. Wednesday. I'd be there. I'd be there. Huh?
What's that, tomorrow?
Wednesday.
If you would accept service, if you would go ahead and pick up that thing, you would go ahead and find out what's been going on since September 16th up until recently. But you and Krista want to play the game. Is that we haven't been served? We haven't been served. This recording is being, you know, right now this is being recorded, and you already are on the YouTube saying that you don't want to attend that meeting. That's fine. Yeah. I cannot force you to attend the meeting, but there will be consequences if you willfully refuse to go ahead and meet there.
Yeah.
You know.
And what are we going to talk about?
What we're going to talk about is the scheduling for this thing to go to trial. We're going to talk about discovery. I mean,
discovery?
Huh?
What kind of discovery?
Well, essentially right now, about the only discovery we got is what I put up on my webpage last year about what happened on February 18th, 2013.
And what happened?
Well, maybe you should go ahead and, you know, I mean, you want me to yap about all the sort of thing which you could become well aware of if you would simply pick up that, what? You know, that mailing, you know what I mean? You've been given notice, you got, you know, you didn't. You know, you didn't want to accept it the first time, so it goes in there 5 days, it goes in there 10 days. From, what, Monday? It was there Monday, so it goes 5 days, and essentially you haven't picked it up. So essentially it's going to come, you know, but, you know, hey, if you want to play that game, I don't know anything about it, that's fine. I mean, I already got you willfully on a YouTube clip, no less, saying that you're not going to attend that meeting. One of the sanctions is that essentially if you refuse to go ahead and obey, you know, what this federal judge is, I can go ahead and just file a motion asking for whatever punishment against you I want. So essentially, well, like I told you years ago, if you continue with what you're doing to where I don't have any choice but to go ahead and bring you to justice, you're not going to like what happens.
Well, who's going to bring you to justice?
What justice is that?
I don't know, whatever justice you deserve.
Well, what justice I deserve is to go ahead and deal with the criminals who went ahead and destroyed my family.
Well, who's that?
Why don't you read my webpage? Why don't you just simply, you've been given notice that there is a meeting at 2 p.m., this Wednesday at the Newton County Courthouse, essentially me and Jacob Scobie, you know, essentially the Newton County Commissioners, they did not want to hold this conference, even though they're defendants. They said that Jake Scobie was their attorney. And yes, according to Missouri law, he is. And according to Missouri law, so too is what? Ken Copeland and this Corporal Barnes. According to law, until they go ahead and get someone from their insurance company to go ahead and take over, because Jake Scobie is not much of a lawyer. All right? So essentially, 2 p.m. Wednesday at the Newton County Courthouse, you know, and with, you know, Jake Scobie and all that here. Okay? Do you understand that much? And, you know, you might... Huh? Because you're a defendant. You are a defendant. You are a party to the suit. I mean, essentially, if you're not going to show up, you're going to willfully, you know, say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and evade trial. I'm going to go ahead and evade these notices.
No,
I'm going to evade.
When the trial starts, I'm going to get.
Well, there is such a thing as pre-trial motions here, and that's what this is. It's a scheduling for the stages which lead to trial. If you're not going to be.
I got no motions to make.
Then fine. I mean, for all purposes, if you're going to go ahead and play the game to where I don't have to show up for these meetings, I'll just simply notify the judge and just simply say, hey, I'm going to move.
This ain't a court deal. This is just a bunch of bullshit where you want to just show your ass.
Is that right? Well, okay.
Yeah.
This is being recorded. I mean, it's fine with me. If you don't want to show up, pretty well everybody says is that, shoot, just give him notice. And if he doesn't show up, you just go ahead and file a motion for summary judgment against, you know, Pigok and Crystal. And essentially, you know, I mean, you know, pretty well I'm accusing you and Crystal of essentially using, at the very least, undue influence. So essentially what that would end up happening.
This all this has to do is the cops telling you to leave.
Yeah, yeah. Huh?
All this has to do with...
Yeah, well, no, it has more to do with you thinking that Newton County will allow you to go ahead and kill Mom. Essentially, do whatever the hell you want. Well, that's what that cop said, but any case, I'm giving you notice. You can be there at 2 p.m., you and Crystal, or not. Okay. Anyway, I called him from Roxy's phone at 7:45 p.m., on the 13th of October, and he wants to play his little game. He gets to duck service. He gets to go ahead and duck this thing. It's going to all end up if he essentially pretends it doesn't matter here. You know, did you listen to that call? Is that pretty well what it is? Okay, it's October 13th at about 7:45 p.m. Hail Victory.